The Angels going for their fourth straight win, taking on the Mariners. Mike Trout coming over to say hello to some young fans before the game. Cool moment there. Pick up the action. 1-0 Halos in the second. Nelson Cruz at the plate facing Ricky Nolasco.
And that one is blasted into center field, and Trout will watch it leave. He's hit a home run to tie up the game.
One big swing away from all of a sudden perhaps changing the tone. Off speed, line to center field. That's a base hit. Maldonado will score. Maven hustling home. He will score, and Trout is safe at third. That's line to left, a base hit. RBI single for C.J. Cronin. The Angels are down 1-1. And that's line to left and toward the corner. Pujols will come in to score. Thrown on his way to third. Simmons trying to get in there for a double, and he is in there safely. We're tied at five.
Thrown singled in a run his last time up. Here's the next pitch. This is chopped right to the shortstop. It skips off the glove of Segura. Ball rolls in a very shallow left field. Coming in and scoring from second will be Trout. Cron is on, and the Angels are back on top at 6-5.
The Angels win their fourth in a row and move to a game over 500 as they take it 6-5. The Angels, Mariners, and Rays in a three-way tie, a half game out of the second wild card spot behind Minnesota. Albert Pujols finishes with three hits and two RBIs. The Angels win their fourth in a row. Manager Mike Socia spoke after.
We did a good job in the seventh after Hunoler to get behind it. Big two-out hits from, Cam got it going, Mike walks, and Albert, and Crony and Simba, we just kept it going. So, really good comeback win for us. Bullpen did a great job. All the guys, Paredes and Middleton and Petit, all did a great job. And we held on. It was a good comeback win.
You talk about this a lot, how you have to be more than Mike. And here's a situation where they walked him three times, and the guys behind him all came through. How important is that?
In the last couple of weeks, we've seen our lineup starting to get a little deeper. Crony swinging it better. Anderton's been really swinging it well. So, we have to take advantage of when Mike gets on. Mike's on base percentage is off the charts. So, we want guys behind him swinging the bat. And Albert did a great job tonight. Big, hit with bases loaded. And, Crony's swinging it well. And, like I said, Anderton, we have to be more than Mike.
How encouraging is it to see Albert break out a little, just considering how things have gone for him lately?
We talk about it. He hit the ball hard three times last night. Sometimes those hits aren't going to fall in, but his approach is right. His process is great. He works really hard. That's a big hits tonight, and we're going to need him down the stretch.
How about Nolasco?
Yeah, Ricky got through five and looked like he was spinning the ball well, had good sink. In the sixth, with Cano and Cruz, back-to-back doubles, it just looked like he wasn't hitting the spots where he needed to. And, we made a change, but, first five innings, he got it done.
Albert Pujols, three hits and two RBIs. He talked to the media after the game.
Hey, we had a great group of guys, starting with our coaching staff, and our trainers and the players, We had a great group in spring training. This is the same chemistry that we have. And, I know that the year hasn't been like we wanted, since day one, losing guys, with injury. But we're staying positive, and it seems like everybody continued to contribute, our bullpen, our starting pitcher, and guys that we call up and down doing a great job. So, that's the character that you need to win a championship.
You mentioned chemistry and character, and you were one of the guys saying this unit still has a lot more. When the trading deadline came, you're like, there's enough here to play better. Is that what you're believing?
Well, definitely. That'll show you right there the last three innings, what we're capable of doing, when our team swinging the bat well. So, and you need to start, with the guys that had a great at-bat. Ken Mabry, got a great at-bat getting on base. Trout, with a walk, and then myself and the hit, and CJ, you're going to need nine guys to go out there and sometimes, 10 or 12 guys, to get in the game to contribute. And that's what we did tonight.
During the at-bat, during the innings is developing, how much do you want to be in that situation with your great at-bat with the two RBIs?
Well, listen, I know I've been struggling over the last couple of weeks in that situation, but, hey, I have faith. Things happen for a reason. This is one thing. God has given me this ability and the talent every day. And I love the situation. Whether I got that base hit tonight, if I would have got no hits, I always try to keep my head up, and knowing that I have you know, 24 guys like me and the coaching staff, you know, that believes in me, and that's how it is. You know, I know that I'm here for a reason. I just thank God for the great career that I've been having.
And Abraham, this day that we both wear and the whole team wears the number 25, tell us about what Don Baylor meant to you and to this organization.
A lot. I mean, I know Donnie, you know, since I got to the big leagues. I came up in 2001, and, he was the manager with the Rockies. And then having the opportunity, you know, to spend time with him as my hitting coach, I learned a lot. And obviously, he's going to be missed in baseball. I mean, it was a tough loss, just not for the organization, but I think for baseball. You know, and it was a guy that used to send me a test. You know, last time I spoke to him was when we were in Texas, you know, and sending me a test and say, hey, believe in you, man. You keep your head up. Just continue to fight out there, you know. Take that team to the promised land, you know, and that's who Don Baylor is. And not to say, you know, the tough guy that he was in the field, you know, playing the game the right way, the way it's supposed to be playing. But I think that also off the field, what he did and what he meant, you know, for this game. So he's going to be missed, you know, our best to his family, you know, and, you know, we're going to continue to have them in our prayers.
The series against the Mariners continues on Saturday with J.C. Ramirez on the hill.